Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
It's game day with a Whirlpool Careers tailgate tour. It's time to get ready for all the color and excitement of high school football. On campus with Whirlpool Careers, the Iowa National Guard, and more. Now, knee-deep in high school football frenzy, here are your hosts, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
Well, good afternoon, and what a difference 7 days can make as we come your way on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour live from Xavier High School as we get ready for tonight's game between the Xavier Saints and CPU, the Center Point Urbana Storm and Pointers. Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour, of course, the presenting sponsor. Big thanks to Whirlpool Careers for helping us out, as well as the Iowa National Guard. Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream, Prince Albert's Tuxedos and Suits, Unity Point, Health Community CPR Team, Marcus Theaters, Nevermore, the Fifth Realm Haunt at Lindale Mall, the U.S. Army, and Community Crisis Center and Food Bank, formerly the Crisis Center. As all those good folks represented here today at Xavier High School. So we get ready for what should be an interesting game tonight between Xavier and Center Point Urbana. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you here on the campus of Xavier on an absolutely beautiful fall day. You can't paint a Norman Rockwell picture any better than this is, Mark.
I would agree. It's in the mid-60s, a bit breezy. I see off in the distance some of the leaves turning on the trees, and that's always a beautiful sight. But great to be at Xavier again. Terrific campus, terrific people out here. And I arrived as the kids were getting out of school, and
that was poor timing.
No, luckily, I made it. Luckily, I made it to the table.
That's no good.
No,
let me tell you right now.
But gobbled up the pizza and everything to offer, and I think they all had a good time.
Oh, I know they all had a good time, and thanks to all the great sponsors for helping out. Before we get too far into it here, a couple things to let you know about. Yes, we've got football coming your way tonight. Week number 8 of the season, hard to believe, but we are here, and it'll be Xavier and Center Point Urbana on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM tonight. We'll have Solon entertaining Keokuk as the Chiefs come north, and that will be at 6:43-ish, right in there. They are not going to have a preliminary game for that one tonight, so that one's going to start right at 7 o'clock. I was told that a little bit earlier on this afternoon, so make your plans accordingly as far as that is concerned. You can hear both games on the stream at KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. Speaking of the Chiefs, I was very nervous last night. Now I want to collect on all the trappings from Warren and everybody at the bowling
alley. Yeah, all our friends out there, yeah.
now I want it all.
30-6 win over the Broncos, and really the most surprising thing to me was not Patrick Mahomes getting hurt, but the Chiefs' defense.
Where was that defense?
8 sacks, and Joe Flacco didn't have a chance, and the Broncos aren't that good on offense anyway, but the Chiefs came to play on defense, and something you and I hadn't seen most of the year. But now the story is Patrick Mahomes. It looks like he is going to be out for a little while.
3 weeks, the way it sounds, or maybe if they're conservative, might keep him out until the bye week. But the next two for the Chiefs are Green Bay and at Minnesota. So
and then a trip to Mexico where they don't have a quality field. So I think I'd sit him until after the bye week.
Well, it depends. Chiefs have basically a 2-game lead now on the rest of the division because of the head-to-head over Oakland, and the Packers play Oakland on Sunday.
How about Matt Moore? I mean, he was like Tom Lilly sitting in the, you know, sitting for 2 years.
Didn't even play.
Rejoins the Chiefs.
He was a scout at the beginning of this year for the Miami Dolphins.
Throws a touchdown pass, and it's just like plucking a guy out of – he was a high school – coach, wasn't he?
he was a scout.
Or a scout,
he was
okay.
A scout for the Dolphins. He didn't even play a year ago, but had a lot of starts with Carolina in the past. But
Dolphins
as well. Yeah. In fact, started a playoff game for the Miami Dolphins. So, yeah.
I'm dusting off my shoes.
There you go. Dust off the dance shoes.
There's some stuff in my closet somewhere that I know that can help me out.
I look at you as an option quarterback, Lily. Yeah. You're rubbing your arm now.
Zero option right there.
Well, we're going to get into things here on the tailgate tour, the Whirlpool Careers tailgate tour, and Tom Lilly joining us here as Tom, of course, the head girls basketball coach here at Xavier, assistant football coach, head parking concierge, things like that.
Yeah.
You got the
flatter him with that language, okay?
I can't spell that, but it sure sounds good.
Yeah, he's got a system, and he's got it ready to go to implement here tonight in what should be a big crowd here at Saints Field. And boy, what difference can 7 days make as far as the weather is concerned?
Well, I tell you what, up in Western Dubuque, they probably were scooping snow off the sidewalks for a little while, and it was windy and coming off, it was kind of wet, and it was certainly the first experience. So I think, you know, the coaches know how to dress warm. I'm not sure the players all know how to dress warm. Sometimes this psychological Bud Grant concept where we're not going to wear sleeves and be tough when the skin gets frozen, I don't know quite how you recover from that. So, but it was a first experience for both teams, and they played hard. It was a great high school football game, and certainly you want to win them all, but I think our coaching staff will learn a little bit about our team, and I think the players learn a little bit about themselves as well.
We're going to talk to assistant coach Brad Stovey here momentarily, but you've been in the school a long time, Tom, and it's been a long time since the football team lost a game. And I wondered how that affected maybe the mood of the school. Hungried it out, you know, and start another one or what?
Well, I think that sometimes realistically you get a little spoiled. I think that oftentimes when you play well and are successful, I think it comes where people like take it for granted. I certainly think that, you know, last couple years they certainly were able to win some tough games, some close games, and this year it was just one of those scenarios that I think Western Dubuque really pointed towards this game, maybe more so than what we did, and it was a huge event for their town, and it was homecoming, and, you know, they had homecoming floats and doing all kinds of stuff, so it's just a matter of one of those things that, you know, Coach Holley really played it down, you know, after the game. It was like, well, what would we say if we would win? It was like, well, get in the shower and let's get on the bus, let's get home. And there wasn't much more other than that. And I think that, you know, they realistically kind of just figured that this thing's not going to last forever. So at some point in time, And if you're going to have to take one on the chin, take it now and learn from it and find a way to get better.
Yeah, and that starts tonight with a pretty good CPU team coming up down the road, I guess, as far as 380 is concerned. Mm-hmm. How's everything going at the lower levels of the football program?
Pretty good. I think our softs are doing well. We struggled last year with this group, Kevin and myself. Took a rash of injuries and you know, we were piecing the puzzle every week, and they came and they played hard and tried to do the best they possibly can. And this year, knock on wood, they've been really healthy, and Dan Halter and the bunch are doing a super job with these guys, and they're winning some football games, and I think they're feeling pretty good about where they're at. And our freshmen are, you know, I think 5-1. We've played some pretty good competition. We got one left. We got Muscatine coming in, so we're going to just talk to them about, you know, old time, what it used to be like when you had to play, you know, 4A football week in and week out. And so, you know, they'll be a formidable opponent, and we'll just get prepared.
Girls basketball is your thing mainly, I think.
Some days.
Some days.
Depends on who you talk to.
14-9 in the Mississippi Valley, or overall, Mississippi
correct.
Valley
yeah.
Conference, the state tournament berth. And mm-hmm. You lose a fine player in Emily Jasper, but you got everybody back, don't you?
Well, we got a good nucleus back, and we certainly think that, you know, Caitlin Daniels and Libby Arnold have been, well, Caitlin's been a four-year varsity player, and Libby's been a three-year varsity player, and as seniors, we expect them to lead us, and, you know, Aubrey Jones comes back as another starter, and so I think that, as I'd say generally every year, we have to really see how we do in terms of the competition that we're going to face. I think it's going to be really solid again this year across the board. And I generally, when people say, you know, how's your team? I said, well, this team could, you know, beat some other teams that we've had in the past. Or I say, I don't know if this team could beat some of the teams. So I just compare them to the teams at Xavier High School because we don't control outside of what we have. We could have a really good team, but the competition can be so much better that it looks like you're not very good. But compared to the teams that we put on the court, they're probably pretty good. So that's how I've always done it. It may be kind of a little obtuse from a vantage point of how you're going to do, but I hope to be competitive as every year, you know, and I think that our schedule is the same last year. And when you open up, we're going to do that co thing, that rivalry Saturday. We're going to play North Scott, defending state champions, at co at 8:20 in the evening. So we're the last game. So that means Saturday sitting around a long time. And then they played there last year against Marion. Great game. So it's just going to be kind of one of those things that, oh, they didn't play Marion, but Prairie played Marion. But it's going to be a good battle for us, a good test. And, we used to play Decor first game every year, and we swapped them with the defending state champion. So what else do we do?
And in that particular day, looking forward to it, not only because it's just a great day of basketball, but you can experiment with the – with the shot clock for the first time.
Yeah, how about that? Shot clock and then five fouls, shoot two, and go back to zero at the end of every quarter is new. They had actually talked about maybe doing some other things like timeouts, pushing the ball to half court and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, realistically, the shot clock is because the venue has a shot clock there. I think that just kind of made it simple, and I think all the coaches were excited to do it. And I just think that, I think girls would probably do it, and I'm not 100% sure where all the boys are at, but without the boys wanting to do it, it'll never happen. So it'll have to happen through, I believe, and I'm not that smart, but I think the National Federation would have to make that call and just put everybody in a position where, you know, you need a shot clock. And it's kind of like, you know, we're playing with a play clock now in football.
Because, everyone's got to have one.
Well, everybody but Western Dubuque. they didn't have to have one. So that was also a bone of contention, but very small bone.
Small bone indeed. And as you mentioned, it was a big week for Libby Arnold. I know she made her college intention known. So good to have that out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. William Jewell is going to be a nice place for a nice fit. I think she would be better in a smaller environment, similar to, you know, like, Wartburg or Co. or things of that nature where, you know, she's very much I don't want to necessarily call her a homebody, but, you know, she has that kind of persona about her. And was she going to get a chance to meet a lot of people and know a lot of people and walk down the hallways and the classrooms and know people and be able to communicate with them? And I just think that, that was one of the reasons I chose Wartburg College from attending Regis, was kind of one of that same kind of smaller atmosphere that you could get to know a lot of different people and be pretty comfortable with where you're at.
And, of course, you mentioned Daniels coming back, one of the top pure point guards. She's going to be heading to UAB to play her college basketball as of right now. And it's always good to have a good experienced guard corps. And I know you had a bunch of freshmen, too, that you had up last year that I know you're going to count on some, too.
Well, we did, and we certainly think that those kids are very athletic. A couple of them were on the state championship soccer team, And so, you know, we hope that the ability to understand what it takes to be successful and to win can carry over. And we hope, you know, we're hoping to be deep enough that that we can play different styles based upon our particular opponent. And, you know, we'll have, you know, a few taller kids and maybe we'll find opportunities for them when we play teams that, you know, have bigger kids. But generally, when you look around, there's not a lot of big kids. I think Waterloo West is probably going to come out and be young, but with a young Smith kid, Nina's daughter, and a couple incoming freshmen, they're going to probably be the biggest team that we'll see in our conference. You know, but you know, we play Cedar Falls twice. You know, we've got Iowa City High twice, and
they didn't do no favors in the rotation.
and then we got to, you know, play Linmar twice in Boy Gold doubleheaders. So. And those are always competitive games when we go out there and play against Linmar and Nate. So it's a solid schedule, and like I said, we could be pretty decent and be playing pretty well, and we might get a few W's, and we might take a couple L's too. But we just got to be kind of ready to go in at the end, and if you play well enough. You know, then the state will maybe give you an opportunity based upon where you fall in the rankings.
Back to the shot clock for a minute, Tom. I think you're right. Until the National Federation makes a move, it's probably not going to happen. But are you a proponent? I mean, you've been around this game. You're back to the six-player days.
Yeah,
you've
seen
a lot of
have.
Changes.
Yes, I have. Yes,
yeah.
I have. Well, the thing about the shot clock and everybody, I think, I have to kind of like, you know, speculate, but the shot clock, if they ran it the last 2 minutes of every quarter and just had a shot clock.
I think we'd be fine because you wouldn't even notice it.
You wouldn't notice it. I think kids don't hold the ball that long. I did watch some AAU this summer with a shot clock, and really what I was watching was some pretty bad basketball.
Mm.
They looked like they were not accustomed to it either. And so then you would get down to the point where they knew they had to get a shot off, and they were just launching 35-footers and, you know, air balls and stuff, and it wasn't good basketball. I think that I don't necessarily think it's going to improve the game. It's just going to eliminate the opportunity to bore people to death and by holding the ball. And I think that that's the problem. That's the rub. And I'm a bigger proponent that the officials take a look at the closely guarded and realistically the definition of it. And I think that, you know, that I think the rule book says like 6 feet, which is about tall as I am. And, you know, if a kid's standing there that close, then they should be counted. And I think a lot of officials think that it's touch them in the belly. And, hey, there's my son, Kalen. Huh? You got to buzz in.
Yeah. He's got a lot of questions right now for.
Jeez. Holy moly. Hey, there's my kid.
But if you're up six with a minute and a half left at Wells Fargo, you don't want a clock.
Let me see. I'm up six at Wells Fargo. First of all, I'm really happy I'm at Wells Fargo. Well, the thing about it is that in 07, we were a good defensive team, and we played really solid, and we just scored enough points to win. And I know that some of the radio guys were like, Xavier's looks like it's a little early to go into a stall, and we weren't stalling. We
just talking about
I didn't say that.
No, it's that other competing radio station. It was a situation where it's like we just couldn't score. You know, we wouldn't turn it over, but we weren't look like, you know, we were taking like a minute off the clock trying to score, but we couldn't. So with that type of team, yeah, that would have hurt us. Mm-hmm. We would have been losing possessions and things like that, trying to get the shot up. And there's always that financial thing. There's always a, you know, who's going to run the clock. I mean, anymore, it's sometimes difficult just find somebody to run your regular clock. And same thing now with football. They got to find somebody to run that, you know, 40, 25 clock. And when it's not going right, and next thing you know, you got a pile of people in the stands yelling at them, and it's like, geez, you know, I'm down here volunteering, I'm getting yelled at. Yeah. I think I'm not going to come back. So it just makes it sometimes a little more challenging for the ADs and stuff to, you know, come up with people.
Yeah. Good answer. Good
well,
answer.
Thank you. Right thank there. You very much.
All right. We'll let you get to the parking and to the game.
Well, thank you. It was great seeing you guys.
Good to see you. And we'll be back for basketball before
yeah,
you know it.
Absolutely. And, you know, give me a call for some Saturday and come down and talk your ear off.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Lilly, girls basketball coach here at Xavier. We'll take a break, come back, and as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win our final, a standing ovation from the gallery here.
Coach O'Brien's got
to
follow.
That's tough to follow right there. We're going to give you an opportunity to win a Carson King bobblehead from the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee. They're going to deliver it to you. To your door in January. We're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Kyle will get your information. We'll take a break, come back, have more on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour from Xavier after this on KGYM.
Style is certainly influenced by the times and current tastes. In fact, during Hertin and Stalker Jewelers' 70-plus years, they've seen colors, metals, and stones go in and out of vogue many times. That history gives the Dickens family a keen understanding of what's modern and fresh now, and what's great and beautiful from years past. That's why they offer estate pieces. These previously loved jewelry treasures are nicely priced, and the collection changes regularly, so there's always something new to discover. And if your own jewelry box holds a few things that don't quite suit you anymore, bring them into Hertin and Stalker Jewelers for cash or credit to use in store for something new. Come see what's sparkling in those fancy new windows at Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
Back with you here on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour as we come your way from Xavier as we get ready for the football game tonight between Xavier and Center Point Urbana. We'll have it for you at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And golf coach Tim O'Brien joining us here. We got show and tell as we got a beautiful photo of Tim circa 1976. Or maybe 76? Spring of 76, right?
Right. I'm looking at the vehicles in the background.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. You like that van?
That is a sweet van.
Yeah, that'd go for a pretty good antique price today.
He's a picture of him lining up a putt at Hickory Grove Country Club in Allwine as a high schooler there. So, right. But you use this as a teaching tool this year for your Xavier golf team, and it all paid off, right?
It did, surprisingly. I didn't know how they were going to react. I saw a few looks. I handed them the picture with the little quote, and basically I talked to the boys that I was 2 over par on back-to-back nights and was medalist, and we were undefeated after, I think we were 7-0 or something like that, and my senior year, and then we – I asked him, like, well, how many times do you think I got up and down, boys? And, you know, Coach O'Brien didn't hit it very far back then, so I had to get up and down. And so they're pretty much making fun of me. Well, 18 holes, Coach, maybe six times. And I'm like, no. All right, five. I'm like, no. And so they finally went down to two, and I said, no, three times. I said, I didn't get worse than a bogey, and I didn't get better than a par. And I said, so I got up and down 11 and 15 times. And they were kind of like surprised. And my boys, they hit it a long ways. And I knew that the thing coming into the season that we really had to change was the ability to get up and down. And this was a great group of kids to work with. Couldn't say any better things about them, but they bought in. And when we got to our district meet, which, by the way, changed on the Thursday night, I'm at Gardner.
Yes. And all of a sudden you get a...
And one of my dads walks up to me, who's good friends with Sean McGarty, and says, hey, Coach, do you know you're playing at Glen's Creek on Monday? This is 5 o'clock on Thursday night. And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. And looked at my phone. I'm like, sure enough. And so... So at Glen's Creek, we ended up playing there, and I saw three incredible up and downs by Matthew Schmidt and Clayton Nury, who led us that day with our low scores at district and 81s, and Michael Glavin with an 82, and Charlie Allen, he was 9 over after 8 holes that day, and he finished 11 over, so 2 over his last 11 holes, and just love this team. They never gave up, they never quit, and went on to the state tournament, which we were quite happy. The first time we ever qualified 3 straight years, and so very pleased about that. And day one was a learning experience.
For everybody.
It was quite the fun day, but they embraced it. So they had passed my test earlier in the season. So we tried to play a 9-hole meet at St. Andrews 3 times, but we couldn't get it finished because of the lightning, and so we rescheduled it. So now we're playing, and it's raining. It's like, well, we can't play next week. It's district week. So we're playing, and I'm literally out squeegeeing the 18th green at St. Andrews, and we get 4 holes in. And we ended up having to call off the meet. And I challenged the boys, I want to find out what you're made of tonight. And they came in, and one player was even par. Another player was even par. Another one won over. 2 others 2 over, and one was 3 over. And they passed the test. And I told them, I said, those might be the 4 most important holes that we play all year. So when they went to TCI, we didn't do the greatest the first day. I had 4 kids that never played state tournament. But day two, my number one player, Matthew Schmidt, said to me, Coach, he said, I'm playing golf today. And they just played really well. Left a few out at the end, but Waukee won the state title. They shot 334 that day. Cedar Falls was the best team going in on paper. They shot 337. The Saints shot 338, and going in that day, we were 14 strokes behind Kennedy. We were in 11th. We made up 16, ended up 10th in the state. So I couldn't be prouder of these kids, how they gutted out, and just a really nice group of kids. And Ryan Schmidt, my bottom end of my lineup, counted at state tournament, so you love to see that. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Schmidt, freshman, Charlie Allen, freshman. Our alternate at state was Jack Stevenson, and Michael Glavin, and Matthew Schmidt, who played in their 3rd consecutive state tournament, which was really cool. And then Clayton Nury, who is my most improved player from last year, and so it was a really neat year, and I have four of those players back. The 3 seniors, Jack and Michael and Wes, won't be back. And Wes finished his career by shooting an 81 at TCI on day 2, which was a good score.
Tough course.
Oh yeah, tough course. I'd say one of the top 5 toughest courses in Iowa. But when you're playing in 20-degree chill and the wind's whipping at 25 miles an hour, you've got your work cut out for you.
Your message about the short game, as all us golfers know, you can have the greatest message in the world, but unless the kids
get out and throw balls around the green and take different, you know, shots from the, you know, the rough, the tight lies, whatever. Practice.
Absolutely. And so as a coach, you know, you get what you ask for, and I really did, because they couldn't do what they did at districts. I'll guarantee you they didn't do it that day at practice, because out, and I put them in different positions for nine holes at St. Andrews, and it wasn't a real pretty sight. And so I knew as the season went on and I saw different up and downs that they had been working, not just practice time, but outside of practice. And so I couldn't have been more pleased, and I'd be glad if the season started tomorrow or next year. And they kind of mixed up the divisions. So I kind of had a smile on my face the other night when I heard about it.
Yeah, that's the two-year cycle. So you must not have Cedar Falls on your side.
Well, it's kind of interesting because Cedar Falls is together with Wash, who should be pretty good coming back, and Linmar. And so basically we're with Kennedy.
Okay.
And then we're also with, I think I jotted it down here, it's Xavier, Kennedy, Jeff, Iowa City West, Dubuque Hempstead, Dubuque Senior, Waterloo West, and Waterloo East.
Okay.
And so teams like Western Dubuque should be pretty good. You know, and
Cedar Falls.
So the one side's loaded. And, hey, we've been battling with Cedar Falls for a couple of years. And we had four kids ended up second team all conference. And when you throw the number one team in the state, you know, and they're against you, I was really pleased. So Clayton and Matthew and Charlie Allen were all second team all conference, along with Wes Johnson. So, yeah, I have to admit, you know, I put a little bit of a smile on my face. The boys were kind of excited when I shared it with them as well.
Rightfully so. And you're trying to make four in a row next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Matthew Schmidt has an opportunity to be the first Xavier golfer to ever play in four state tournaments.
That'd be special.
Yeah, that'd be
really special. And I've really been pleased. I have great parent support, amazing parent support, and administrative support. Adam, our new AD, just extremely supportive and came out and helped with a meet. He was out helping with a freshman meet one night and just couldn't be more pleased with the job that he's done behind the scenes, and really appreciate that. And then my assistant coaches, I have a great coaching staff. So Patrick Flanagan, who when he was at Columbus won state championships with Columbus and had state medalists, and George Davis, my longtime assistant. So they just do an amazing job in helping me and helping the boys all throughout the program.
Yeah.
And I have to throw in a little deal for Coach Davis. So we just won the 12th straight Ryder Cup for the Metro.
And I still have the Ryder Cup.
The trophy is basically a shag balls with a base. And so, yeah, back into my closet it goes.
Nice.
I would proudly put that up there. And you mentioned as well, should give a thanks to Kevin and everybody out at St. Andrews.
And yes, thank you so much. You know, Kevin and Mike Hall and the whole crew out at St. Andrews. Stan was who helps on the greenskeeping crew, was actually out there helping me squeegeeing that night. And they treat us so well out there. And we moved before we got to our first state tournament, I think, as a team. We had made the move to St. Andrews, and what a blessing that's been. And they just, I couldn't say enough good things about that. Todd Schultz moved on this past year, and Kevin just was really supportive and did a great job for Saints golf, and will continue. And so I'm really pleased with that. And,
yeah, they do a great job out there. And Tim, thanks. Great picture. Thank you for that. I will remember short game every time I see it now.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
I need to put this in my bag, I think.
Put it in the bag, and we'll be ready to go. But appreciate you stopping by, and another great year for the Saint golfers.
Well, thanks, Scott, Mark. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Having me on.
Thank
All
you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Donnie in Marion, by the way, he was the winner of our bobblehead, our final one. So congratulations going out to him. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little Xavier football when we come back. Here on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the smart rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock from Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back in the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour from Xavier as we get ready for football tonight. Xavier and center point Urbana. We've got it on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you. Solon and Keokuk on 106.3 FM. That's a little bit earlier start. They are not going to have a sophomore game there tonight, so that's going to get underway about 6:45 on 106.3 FM. And Brad Stovey, coach for one of the assistants for the Xavier football team, joining us here. And a fellow 1984 graduate. We always got to get that in.
I was hoping you were going to bring that up, Scott.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you guys compete against each other? Or?
Absolutely. He was better than I was.
Nobody can remember. You know, it's before the internet, so you can say you were pretty good. Nobody will know.
I have archives still.
I know you do.
There's some good pictures, too. Maybe not as good as this one, but there's some good pictures out there as well. Boy, what you wouldn't have given for a night like this last week, you and, I think, Western Dubuque.
Yeah, it was a little, it's always kind of windy up there, you know, it's like going to Tuma or Hunter's Ridge Golf Course, you know, you go up on that hill and it's always windy, but, yeah, it's, we've had six out of seven good good temperature, good nights to play football, which you don't always get that in Iowa high school football. So, you take whatever you get.
Hate to say all good things must come to an end, but it did against Western Dubuque, and 30-some wins in a row for Xavier, just a tremendous run. And I guess maybe recap that game and talk about the mood going into tonight.
Yeah, well, the mood is the same it always is. We've, you know, since I've been at Xavier in 1998 with Coach Schulte, it's the same every day. The talk is the same every day. We just nothing changes, and I kid you not, it's not coach speak when I say that. And we went up there and expected a tough game, and it was a tough game with two good teams, and you know, it was a close one. But Monday, we just strapped it up and got better, you know, and so it really wasn't any different. It just, we never talked about, you know, we never talked about our success while we were experiencing it. We really don't talk about any of that stuff. We just try to get better every day. So,
but you wouldn't mind having another crack at them.
Well, you know, that kind of stuff takes care of itself.
Yeah.
So if we do what we need to do, then there's really not much else to worry about.
Yeah, and I got a feeling it may happen, but we'll see. But the thing is, you can't let one loss go into two losses, and you've got an athletic CPU team coming in, and you guys are both tied for second right now. This is a very big game for both teams tonight.
Right, and again, we've just approached it how we always do it. And, you know, Monday came to practice. We've had a good week of practice. Our kids work hard. They're very focused. They know what the expectations are, and the coaches are even more that way at times. So, you know, you do what you need to do. We've all been doing it long enough that you do what you need to do, and you take each play, you know, on its own, and you try to be successful on that play. So.
Different names on the roster, no Schultes, no Stoveys, but this is still a solid team.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very great group of kids and just tough-nosed. And, you know, every Friday night after we've walked off the field, we felt better about them, you know, because they are tough, they're resilient, and they're mentally where they need to be. So, yeah, so it's been a little bit different, you know, for Coach Schulte and myself, just overall, because you only have one role. You know, he's only the head football coach now, but it's been fun in a way too, you know, just to go on to that next era, or however you want to say it. So
yeah, and it's a group that the names may not be familiar, but I think they're going to be. You got some juniors out there playing, but you also have the guys like Herkett and Volk and people like that, and that people do know and remember. Coming back from last year, and really good football players, Forslunds and people like that. So it's a good mixture.
Right, exactly right. And you know, you can't lose the fact that those guys practiced every day against some pretty good football players.
Yeah.
Even the guys that weren't on the field on Friday night as much as they wanted to be. So that doesn't get lost. And these guys they've matured tremendously as the season went on. They're very coachable, and they give everything they have. So.
Yeah, on offense, talk about your offense a little bit. You don't necessarily have that bell cow running back, but you have a couple, three good ones.
Yeah. Kind of running back by committee. Yeah. That's kind of the new thing. I'm even learning that as I watch co-football on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's kind of the new thing. And we have three kids that can run the ball, you know, do a really nice job with Lux coming in there and giving us energy and hitting the hole. And Caden does a really nice job. He's a fast kid. He's a tough kid. And then you have Banowitz, too, that you can throw in there. So you know how physical the game is, and it you can't have enough running backs.
No, you can't. And, of course, Tyler DuPont taking over at the quarterback spot, and I think he's done a fantastic job so far.
Yeah, what a phenomenal kid. He's got a great spirit to him. He's highly intelligent. He's tougher than nails, and just so coachable again. And Coach Schulte, you know, he has a way with quarterbacks. It just hasn't been his kids, you know, prior to 2009 when our kids started kind of making their way up there. He did a phenomenal job with almost every quarterback that's been out there. So, you know, Tyler's just another name in a long list of kids that, you know, are just trying to do their best and make their teams better.
What's your biggest objective tonight for you guys? Besides a W.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, again, it sounds like coach speak, and it sounds like oversimplification, but it's just a play-by-play thing. You know, when we're on offense, we're trying to gain yardage and score, and then we're on defense, we're trying to stuff them, you know, and it's really simple. And then you bring in special teams, too, which we've always really put a premium on that and the third aspect of the game. So, and you've got to do a good job there, too. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, you really do. And got to talk about, there's no big crown grass field at Saints Field anymore. It's great to see the beautiful field turf there, and it looks great. But, it's just not the same without not seeing the lower half of the other team on the opposing sideline.
No, I agree with you. It's made my job, because one of my jobs is kind of letting coach know, spotting him, let him know, second and seven and things like that. And it's almost gotten a little bit easier, so it's kind of disappointing, you know. When I first came on the field, I don't know if I wept, you know, audibly, but I was sad, you know. We love the crown. The coaches laid it themselves, that field, and so, you know, technology improvement, time moves on, and it's a beautiful field. I'm not taking away from that at all, but yeah, we miss the crown.
Well.
Opponents might not.
The joke from the opponents was Xavier was always running downhill.
Yeah. Since two of my boys were running back, they didn't mind.
No.
They didn't mind.
No, they did not. And like Coach Lilly talked about, yes, you see what the varsity has done in the last two 3A state championships, but it takes an entire program to get to that spot. And
right.
It starts at, you know, not only the freshman levels and the sophomore levels, but even prior to that, to bring everything together, I know.
Exactly right. And you're a male in the Xavier community. You want to play football. I mean, that's just kind of something special. And we have such great youth coaches, and they have the right attitude. They're teaching the kids the right thing at the lower ages, and then by the time they get to us, their mindset should be where it needs to be, and our staff's fantastic. The really neat thing about our staff, I was just kind of thinking about that, is even our high school staff is almost entirely, I think we have one guy that didn't either attend LaSalle, Regis, or Xavier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard mm-hmm. of. That just doesn't happen, and that just
culture.
Shows. And that just shows the loyalty to the school and how our coaches feel about the experience they had in with Catholic school and playing at Regis and LaSalle and Xavier. So,
indeed, and big one tonight coming up, and you got two more regular season games, and they're both at home. So that's a help going into what you hope to be a long postseason run.
Yeah, we hope so. It's always good to be home. We did the back-to-back Dubuque ones, and that takes, you know, it takes a little toll on, I think it takes more toll on the, you know, coaches 50-plus, because we're getting home at midnight, and it takes a little while to wind down, you know. I always come home and watch a little live PD for about an hour and try to settle down, but that gets me more wound up. But I think that, you know, being home is great, and the kids appreciate that. We'll do our, you know, rosary a little bit later as a team, and we'll get down there and get to watch our softs play and then be ready to play football.
Golf clubs hung up for the year or what?
I'm going to play tomorrow morning if I can. Our 7:30 time tees off at 7:15 over at Indian Creek. I've got to mention Jake Weaver on that one.
Oh, Jake's already.
Yeah. So he's probably
that's
already.
That's worth a couple strokes,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's worth. That should be worth strokes. They never give me anything, but yeah. But we'll be teeing off hopefully at 7:15, come rain or snow or whatever.
Well, you're an early riser. Mark and I, we recognize only one 7:15 usually
okay.
a day, and you know that's not it. So, you guys have a great time.
We will. I'll think of you. I'll try to tweet a picture out.
Do
to
that.
The first tee.
You're the dew sweepers out there. Is what
yeah.
you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, great to talk, Brad, and best of luck tonight to the Saints. And always good to see you.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. If I can say one last thing just to my dad, Ray Stovey out there, I know he's listening, and my dad's 92. You talk about golf.
He's still playing golf.
Yeah, he had a birdie this year, and I just want to make sure I give him a shout-out. So.
Yeah, he got more retweets than anybody.
Yeah,
that video
went viral.
Yeah, it did come pretty close. And the best part is he said now he watches Xavier football videos and the videos of him golfing.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Thanks.
Keep plugging, Ray.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to bring in the brand-new athletic director here at Xavier, Adam McDonald, who took over for Andy. And we'll get him on here and talk a little bit more about what's going on here at Xavier High School as we come your way in the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour here on KGYM. And Adam joining us here, and thank you very much for hosting. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and you know, thanks for coming out and being here at the school.
Appreciate it. And first year here, how's everything going so far?
You know, so far things have been going great. The last 3 months have, you know, flown by, but it's been a great transition into this position. You know, the community has been great. The coaches have been great. Students, everybody's been awesome. So I've very much enjoyed these first 3 months and looking forward to the rest of the year.
Folks that don't know you, anything about you, give us some background.
I'm an Eastern Iowa guy. Originally, I grew up born and raised in DeWitt. Then I went to the University of Northern Iowa. Was a member of the track and field team there, and that success through that that program, you know, had a lot of success in activities that I in athletics that I liked, kind of got me inspired to be in the athletic, you know, activities director position. Then the last 5 years I've been teaching and coaching at Dallas Center Grimes, just outside of Des Moines, so another 3A school, very similar, a little bit bigger than Xavier here, but after teaching, coaching there, and looking for that next step in terms of, you know, leading an athletic department, trying to make a bigger impact on activities than what I was just as a coach. So yeah, that brought me back this way, brings me back closer to home, and you know, it was a perfect fit. Once I saw that position open up here at Xavier, I'm like, I can't not apply, and you know, at least throw my hat in the ring. And so far, it's been a great.
You're a big Casey Kreider fan then.
Yeah, him and I graduated together.
Is that right?
Yeah. We played same side of the ball on defense.
He was
the tight end. I was the right tackle when we played. So, you know, I know Casey really well. His dad was my head coach, and I still keep in contact with them. Kurt, especially now being in the activities director position, mm-hmm. I still bounce questions off with him and stuff. So it's kind of fun to have that come to fruition.
Casey, yeah. Long snapper at your Denver Broncos. Wow. Not your Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish all the best for Casey.
Yeah. That's quite a story, really.
Yeah, it is. You know, even in high school, he was, you know, a very determined individual, and you know, for him to get the opportunity, it was cool to see, follow him through college. You know, we kept in contact a little bit, and then just now with the Broncos, after going through a couple of cuts with the Cowboys, getting his opportunity with the Broncos has been cool. So, you know, I've never been the biggest Broncos fan until you know somebody.
Yeah.
And so then it changes your allegiances a little bit right there. But yeah, it's interesting. You go from DCG was kind of the one of the bigger schools, if not the biggest school in that conference, and mm-hmm. now you kind of go to the other realm here where Xavier is probably, what, second smallest in the Mississippi Valley Conference now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been the interesting change, you know. Still seeing just the competition between the Mississippi schools, it's impressive. You know, it's a whole different ballgame with 4A football, or, well, 4A activities, but we compete right along with them in all of our other activities. You know, it's awesome to see how our kids step up and compete, from golf to volleyball to our girls that swim over there with Kennedy and Washington. It's, you know, we do a great job. Can't give enough to our kids on how we do, but it's definitely a different atmosphere within the MVC compared to the little Hawkeye coaching and teaching at Dallas Center Grimes.
You're getting towards the major postponement season, so you'll be challenged again.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the weather prediction already from Noah that we're going to get more snow. I was like, great. That's what I want to hear, is more snow this year.
Well, it just got to be on as far as the timing is concerned with that. And you mentioned volleyball. Boy, they are having a terrific, terrific fall.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Feiler and the girls, they've got a special program going, and they're just keep rolling. You know, it'll be good to see them tomorrow in the MVC tournament, see how they do against the competition. You know, running into Cedar Falls again in our division doesn't help, but you know, our girls are not afraid for the challenge and definitely afraid to get after it. So when we host in a couple of weeks for regional volleyball, you know, I'm looking for the same success that we've had in the past. So
yeah, and that's off to a great start. Football, only one loss, and then of course the golf made three in a row, as we heard from Coach O'Brien. So fall is off and running.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just we get comfortable with this season, and then the next one steps up. And, you know, we've got a lot of success in the winter activities, girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, are just right there. So yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah, it will be. And I hear the band a lot, so I know they're off and running too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this year has been probably one of their best years. You know, we're 7th Division I rating at the state contest. They had their highest ever score. They've had a couple other first place finishes at some competitions. They've been doing great. If you haven't caught their show, it's fun to listen to, so I definitely advise coming out and listening to that. So
yeah, well, that sounds all good. And we got, on behalf of us and all our great sponsors, got something for you in the Xavier Athletic Department. So thank you very much for hosting us and having the tailgate tour out here. We appreciate it and look forward to tonight and then many other trips, I'm sure, even this fall or in the basketball season for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for all your support and coming out, like we said, to Xavier and just being great supporters and for the opportunity. So.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Adam McDonald, the new athletic director here at Xavier. Now, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour as we will get ready for our final one next Thursday over just down 42nd
Street. Yes, indeed.
At Kennedy, we'd like to put in the early order for great weather just like this one. So I looked at the long-range forecast, and it's not quite as promising as this one is. So
call an audible.
We'll see how it all plays out. And I want to thank Kyle back in the studio for helping us out. Thanks to all the coaches for stopping by. Xavier and Center Point Urbana, looking forward to bringing you that call tonight around 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, it'll be SportsCenter. We'll have the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way as well right here on KGYM. Talk to you tonight at 7 o'clock or thereabouts here from Xavier.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're